Okay, I want everyone listening to just picture a scene for me. It's a really specific and I think very stressful
Oh,
scenario.
I think I know where you're going with this.
You're out somewhere, maybe dinner with friends, everyone's having a good time, laughing, and you want to show someone a photo on your phone.
Yep, the classic.
It could be anything,
Yeah.
a picture of your cat, a vacation photo, just a funny meme. So you
Right.
unlock your phone and you hand it over.
And immediately your heart rate just triples.
Exactly. It is an instantaneous, like, physical reaction of
You're
panic.
just watching their thumb.
Just watching their thumb hovering over the glass like it's some kind of weapon. What if they swipe left? What if they swipe right?
Or the nightmare scenario.
The absolute worst. A notification pops up right at that moment.
And look, it doesn't even have to be something scandalous. It could just be a banking alert, low balance, which is nobody's business but yours.
Or a text from your doctor.
A text from your doctor, a weird question you just Googled. It's that feeling of my entire digital life is just exposed right now.
That specific anxiety is exactly what we're going to dismantle today. Because for the longest time, the only real advice was just don't hand people your phone.
Which is terrible advice. That's what phones are for, sharing things.
Right. But we've been combing through this really fascinating breakdown. It's called The Digital Vault: Mastering Android Private Space.
Ah, okay.
It's by Majid with Inspector Gemini, and it details this new feature in Android 15 that claims to solve this problem, not with a band-aid, but with actual architecture.
This is a big one. And let's be super clear up front. We are not talking about a hidden folder in your gallery.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about those, sketchy app blockers you used to download that just slapped a password screen over another app.
Right.
We are talking about a fundamental change in how the Android operating system itself handles your data. We're talking about private space.
So our mission for this deep dive is pretty straightforward. We're going to explain what private space actually is, technically.
Because the how really matters here.
It really does. Then we'll walk you through setting it up to be, well, bulletproof. And then we'll look ahead to Android 16 to see where this is all going. Because if you have an Android phone, this changes everything.
It absolutely does. It might be the most significant privacy update we've seen in the ecosystem in, well, in years.
Okay, so let's start with the definition. I think a lot of people will hear private space and immediately think, oh, I have a locked folder in Google Photos.
Right. Or Samsung has had Secure Folder forever.
Exactly. So how is this different? What's the source really getting at?
The distinction is, it's massive, but it's all under the hood. The source defines private space as a, and you need to remember this phrase, a separate sandboxed profile.
Sandbox profile.
Yeah,
But let's unpack that. Sandboxed. We hear that
okay.
word a lot in tech.
We do.
It sounds like a playground or something, but I get the feeling it's more like a prison cell.
That's a great way to put it. A comfortable prison cell, maybe? Think of your phone like a house. Your main apps, Instagram, Gmail, your contacts, they're all in the living room together.
Okay. They can see each other. They share data. They use the same system resources. An old school app blocker. That's just putting a cheap padlock on a cabinet in that same living room.
And everyone can see the cabinet, and locks can be picked.
Precisely. But a sandbox profile is totally different. It's like you built a hidden panic room behind a bookshelf.
Oh.
And that panic room has its own separate air supply, its own plumbing, its own electrical grid. The apps inside private space are completely isolated. They don't even know the other apps exist.
The source mentions this is built into the kernel. Now, I want to pause on that because kernel is one of those words people throw around. Why does that matter? Why is a kernel-level feature a big deal?
That's a great question. The kernel is like the engine room of your phone's operating system. It's the deepest, most fundamental layer of software that talks directly to the hardware, the memory, the processor. It's the ultimate boss.
Oh, the boss.
So because private space is built at that level, the isolation is absolute. The source is really specific here. Apps inside have no contact with your main data. So practically speaking, let's say I download some, I don't know, shady flashlight app on my main profile.
We've all done it.
Can that app see anything that's happening inside my private space?
No, not at all. To that shady app, the private space is a digital black hole. It doesn't know it's there. It can't scan the memory being used by those private apps because the kernel itself says, nope, you don't have clearance to even look there.
So it's like a physical wall in the phone's memory.
It is. It's a true partition. And that's a huge step up from just putting a password on a folder.
It's night and day.
It really is.
Yeah.
And this isolation, this is what leads to the feature that actually solves that dinner party anxiety we started with. The source calls it the disappearing act.
I love that name for it.
Yeah.
So walk me through what happens. The user interface, I lock my private space. What do I see?
It's like a magic trick. When you lock it, the apps inside don't just get a little lock icon next to them.
Right.
They stop running. The OS puts them into a deep suspended state. They vanish from your recent apps list. They vanish from your main settings menu.
So if my friend is holding my phone and they, you know, swipe up to see all the apps,
they will not see your banking app. They will not see your dating app. They won't see whatever medical app you have. It's literally not on the list.
And the really big one? Notifications. Because that is the real killer.
The silent killer.
Yeah. You can hide an app, but if a banner drops down saying Tinder, you have a new match. While your boss is looking at your screen, it's over.
This is the game changer. Because those apps are suspended, they cannot generate notifications. If you get a match, if you get a transaction declined alert from your bank,
yeah.
Silence.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. No pop-up, no vibration, no little icon in the status bar.
That is the key. Because even other hidden systems, they usually show something, right? Like content hidden or two new messages.
It is almost worse.
It is. It just makes people curious. Oh, what are you hiding?
Exactly. Content hidden just screams, I have a secret. This feature screams, well, absolutely nothing. As far as the phone is concerned, those apps aren't even installed until you unlock that space.
It really is a digital vault. It's not just a safe. It's a safe hidden behind a wall that looks like every other wall.
That's a perfect analogy. But, and there's always a but in security, a vault is only as strong as the lock you put on it.
Ah, right. The setup.
Yeah. The source spends a lot of time on the setup process. And this is where people can, you know, mess it up.
Okay, let's get tactical. A lot of people just turn it on, hit next, next, finish, and think they're secure.
But the guide says that's a huge mistake. First, where do we find it?
It's easy enough to find. In Android 15, it's in Settings, then Security and Privacy, and then Private Space. Pretty simple. But once you're in there, you hit a fork in the road.
The Google account question.
That's the one. The setup will ask you, do you want to use your current Google account for this space, or do you want to create a new one?
And the lazy part of my brain just screams, use the current one. I don't want another password. I don't want another email to remember.
Of course.
But the source calls this the separate life strategy. So why is it so important to do the extra work? Because convenience and privacy are almost always enemies. Just think about how Google works. Everything is synced.
Everything.
If you use your main account inside the private space, okay, sure, the app itself is hidden on your phone. But what about your search history, your YouTube recommendations, your Google Photos backup?
Ah, I see. If I take a picture of, say, a sensitive receipt inside the private space, but I'm logged into my main Google account,
it backs up to the cloud, and suddenly that private photo is popping up as a memory on your tablet, or it's showing up on photos.google.com when you're logged in at work.
You've broken the seal. That's terrifying.
You've broken the seal. So the separate life strategy is essentially treating the private space like a completely separate device, like a burner phone.
Okay.
By creating a dedicated Google account just for that space, you guarantee total data isolation. Your private search history stays private. Your private photos back up to a completely different cloud that your main account can't see.
That's a real aha moment. True isolation means a separate identity. It's not just about where the app is installed. It's about who the app thinks you are.
You've nailed it. It prevents what we call data bleed. And that idea extends to how you unlock the space itself.
Right. The authentication. This seemed obvious, but maybe it isn't. You need a different lock.
A different lock. This is critical. Do not, and I'm repeating this for emphasis, do not use the same PIN for your private space that you use for your main lock screen.
I guess the logic is pretty simple. If someone watches you type in your code at a bar,
or worse, forces you to unlock it, then they have the keys to the whole kingdom. But if you have a separate PIN, you have plausible deniability. You can unlock the main phone and say, there you go, look around. And they can't get into the vault.
The source also mentioned fingerprints, which I thought was really cool. You can assign a specific finger just for the private space.
Yes. This feels a bit James Bond, but it's incredibly practical. You can set it so your right thumb unlocks your normal public phone.
My public self.
Exactly. But maybe your left index finger unlocks the private space. It's seamless, but it maintains that perfect biometric wall between the two worlds.
I love that. Left index fingers for my eyes only. It almost trains your brain, doesn't it? Okay, I am now entering the secure zone.
It creates a psychological boundary, not just a digital one.
Okay, but let's play devil's advocate. We've done all this, separate account, separate PIN, but when I scroll to the bottom of my app list, there's still a big banner that says private space, right?
By default, yes. And you're right to point that out. If I'm a nosy friend and I see a bar that says private space with a lock on it, my first question's going to be, hey, what's in there?
Right. The existence of the vault implies there's treasure inside. It completely defeats the purpose if the lock itself just invites questions.
And this brings us to a slightly controversial idea in the security world. Security through obscurity.
I've always heard security experts say that's a terrible idea. They say hiding something isn't the same as securing it.
And in pure cryptography, they're right. Hiding the algorithm doesn't make it stronger. But in what is essentially the physical security of your device, obscurity is a perfectly valid layer of defense.
Okay.
The source explains that you can choose to hide the private space container entirely from the UI.
So that bar at the bottom of the app drawer, it just vanishes.
Gone. Completely invisible.
So then how do I get in? If the door is invisible, what's the secret handshake?
You have to know the password, so to speak. You go to the universal search bar on your phone, the one you use to find apps or contacts, and you literally type in the words private space.
You have to call it by name.
You have to know its name. And think about the mindset of an intruder. If someone grabs your phone, they're looking for low-hanging fruit. A folder named Finance, the Photos app.
Right.
If they scroll through your whole app list and see nothing suspicious and no private space bar, they're going to stop looking.
They won't know what they don't know. They're not going to just randomly type private space into the search bar.
Exactly. It removes the target from your back. You can't attack a fortress you can't find. For most threats we face, which aren't nation-state hackers, but just people in our lives, that invisibility is incredibly powerful.
It really lets you hand that phone over with zero anxiety. Oh, you want to see the pictures? Go for it. Because, you know, the sensitive stuff isn't just locked. It's literally not there to be discovered.
It changes the entire dynamic. You're not defensive. You're just secure.
So that covers Android 15, which is rolling out now.
Mm-hmm.
But the source document looks ahead to the next version, Android 16.
Which has the amazing codename Baklava.
Baklava. Layers.
I get it.
Very clever. A pastry with layers of security.
It fits perfectly. But the updates in Baklava are interesting because they're all about addressing the biggest enemy of high security features, friction.
Yeah, we talk about this a lot. The more secure something is, the harder it usually is to use.
It's the eternal trade-off. If I have to log into a separate profile, switch accounts, and do a little dance every time I want to save a bank statement PDF, what am I really going to do?
You're going to get lazy. You just download it to your main downloads folder and say, I'll move it later.
And you never do. And there it sits, exposed. Friction causes security to fail. So the source highlights that Android 16 is adding a dedicated add to private space button.
Where?
Right in the main share sheet and the file manager.
That seems like such a tiny little change. A button. That's the big innovation.
It sounds small, but in user experience design, it's huge. It makes the transfer seamless. If I can just tap one button to send that file directly into the encrypted vault, I'll do it every time. If I have to open another app to do it, I won't.
It's like having a paper shredder right next to your desk versus having one down in the basement.
That's the perfect analogy. The source connects this to a broader industry concept called Alvarado, making the secure action the easy action.
So Baklava is basically installing a pneumatic tube system directly into the vault.
Yes. A secure pneumatic tube. It keeps the isolation of the kernel, but it builds a user-friendly bridge so you don't have to be a tech expert to actually use it properly.
So looking at the big picture, we've got the kernel-level isolation in Android 15. We've got these major usability improvements coming in Android 16. It feels like mobile privacy is, I don't know, finally growing up?
It is. The source calls private space the best security feature in years. And I think I agree. It's a shift from apps protecting other apps, which never really worked, to the operating system itself protecting the user.
Okay, so let's recap the roadmap for everyone listening. If you want to build this digital vault on your phone today, what are the key steps?
Sure. First, just understand the tech. It's a sandboxed profile, not just a folder. It's a whole separate space.
Right.
Second, set up is security. Use a separate Google account for it and a unique PIN or fingerprint. No exceptions.
Do the extra work. It's worth it.
Third, embrace the stealth. Hide the icon from your app list. Access it with search. That is your security through obscurity.
And finally,
just watch for the updates. Android 16 is going to make moving your data into that vault so much smoother.
That's Concise and actionable. I love it. But for our final thought, I want to zoom out from the how and talk about the so what.
Let's do it.
Why should the person listening right now actually bother to set this up? Is this just for people with, you know, secrets?
No. And that is the biggest misconception. That whole, I have nothing to hide, so I don't need privacy argument.
Yeah, it's the wrong way to look at it.
It's completely wrong. Your phone is your bank. It's your doctor's office. It's your diary. The idea that all of that should be one swipe away just because you unlocked your phone to change a song, it's an outdated model.
It's about context. I wouldn't let a friend follow me into my doctor's appointment just because I held the clinic door open for them.
Exactly. Private space finally aligns the software with the reality of how we live. We all have a public self and a private self. Your phone should respect that.
It gives you control back. It lets you relax.
Peace of mind is a feature. It really is.
But here's the thought I want to leave everyone with, and the source sort of hints at it. As these features become standard, as we all get used to having a public space and a private space, are we moving toward a future where we all just maintain multiple, completely distinct digital identities on one device?
That is a really profound question.
Right. I mean, think about it. The work me, the family me, the private me. If the walls between those identities become concrete, different accounts, different apps, totally separate data, how does that change our relationship with our own memory?
It's digital compartmentalization, but with actual architectural walls instead of just mental ones.
Exactly. If I have to actively switch personas to access parts of my own life, does that fragment who I am? Or does it finally set me free to be authentic in each of those spaces? Because I know they can't see each other.
Wow. Is it fragmentation or is it freedom? And that is something to chew on. I think for now, it's definitely freedom from anxiety. And that's a pretty good start.
I agree. Something to think about the next time you hand your phone to someone and you realize you feel nothing at all. Because the vault is locked and invisible.